Now, preserving another piece of our history. Neighbors in Parkland, south of Tacoma, have been working for 2 years to save the historic Parkland School. There is a significant fundraising deadline coming up at the end of April. And our resident historian Felix Bunnell is here after visiting Parkland to find out what's about to happen.
Yeah, so this grassroots group, they've got about $700,000 in commitments toward a $2.8 million purchase price. They need to raise about $230,000 in cash by the end of the month to make a down payment. More about that in a moment. Parkland is an unincorporated Pierce County along Highway 7 on the way to Mount Rainier. Parkland School was built in 1908 with some later additions. It's probably the oldest building in existence. By a matter of decades, it actually has the word Parkland built into its structure. The letters are right there in the concrete over the front door where it says Parkland School. Now, it was a public school until about 40 years ago when PLU, Pacific Lutheran University, purchased it from the school district and made it part of their university campus, which is about a block or so away. PLU and Parkland were essentially founded at the same time in 1890, so they're very closely linked. As we reported nearly 2 years ago, PLU was going to demolish the school and sell the land to evil developers. No, they weren't evil. They're just developers. Word got out and the community coalesced around trying to save the school instead. A grassroots campaign came together with a few dozen people who lived in Parkland but who didn't know each other. In fact, when I met outside the school in that brilliant sunshine yesterday, I told Gunnar Johnson, David Nelson, and Wendy Freeman that if you looked in the dictionary under Grassroots Historic Preservation Group, I think you'd find their photo. This is Wendy Freeman.
We are the root of the grass. We came. We are the sod beneath the roots. We came together. There were 24 people sitting in the church foyer lobby. The first time we got together, we'd never met each other before. We were total strangers, and we were all getting organized and figuring out what to do, and we've got to save the school, and holy cow. And I would say that we're probably the single most diverse group of people I've ever met in my life. I don't think we agree about anything. I mean, we don't even agree about recipes, you know, we don't agree about anything, but we agree about the school.
And what they agree about for Parkland School is that it could be exactly the community center that Parkland needs to house a variety of groups and services and give Parkland the center of gravity that everyone agrees it currently lacks. Now, another member of the group was David Nelson. He attended Parkland School more than 60 years ago, and he recently moved back.
Did you go to this school?
Yes, I did.
Why is this school so special?
I don't know. It just brought the community together. Everybody knew each other back in the day in Parkland. And I think if they make it a community center now, it'll bring it back to what it once was by everybody now is kind of like strangers. Everybody kind of hides in their house and everything. Well, if you get a community center, get seniors in there, get youth in there, get people from the community in there, you know, you become more friends than just acquaintances or strangers.
Now, the group has accomplished so much in the last couple of years, like securing grants and pledges of support that I mentioned. It's also easy to forget that one of the first things they did was meet with PLU President Alan Belton to negotiate a deal to stop the demolition and purchase the school instead. One of the members at that key meeting was with us yesterday. That's 20-something PLU graduate Gunnar Johnson. He says working with PLU has been notably non-controversial, non-adversarial.
From that first meeting, like, I could tell there was a willingness to cooperate, but maybe just like not as clear a path forward, at least from PLU's standpoint. But I'm really glad that we've come this far, even to the extension of the deadline. I think that speaks a lot to, I don't know, the agreeable nature of, like, you know, what we want and what PLU wants. PLU wants to make sure this building goes to a group that's going to use it, and we want to be that group.
You know, as Gunnar mentioned, PLU has extended this deadline for the down payment of $230,000 to April 30th, so that's less than 4 weeks. Now, in addition to raising money, the Parkland Group has also been busy putting together a business plan, getting commitments from partners and tenants to map out a future that serves Parkland. This isn't just about some, you know, old people trying to save a school that everyone loves. It really is about the future and about Parkland needing something. Now, Wendy Freeman named several groups have already agreed to take space in Parkland School and to donate labor and materials to do necessary repairs.
So these are people that are saying, yeah, we want to be in the building, we want to work. And when we talked to the community was really concerned about health and wellness. They were very interested in recreation. We have the gym. So if we have it open, it can be a recreation area for the kids. They're also very interested in youth and senior programs. They've said that a lot. So we're trying to be respectful of what the community is asking for. But those are our partners, and those are people that are really interested in being tenants. So they would take a part of the building. This is 36,000 usable square feet.
And it's totally solid. The building needs a little bit of repairs, but it could be opened, you know, within a few weeks of work being done to it. Now, Parkland's not a city. It's unincorporated Pierce County. There's no mayor or community council or anything. Janie Hitchin is a Pierce County council member whose district includes Parkland. She's a PLU grad who took classes in Parkland School. She's been a big supporter of the effort and has devoted a lot of time and attention to the project. Pierce County has pledged about $32,000 to the effort through a historic preservation grant. Now, Councilmember Hitchin knows that's a drop in the bucket toward the $2.8 million total purchase price. She says she and her staff have been beating the bushes for other funding sources.
It's one of those things where I applaud the group that is doing this and have stood on the street corner with them, shown up at rallies. I'm going to the, you know, El Toro with them. It's because I've walked that campus. I took classes in that school, worked with kids there, and it really is a beautiful building. It's just, it's one of those things where we haven't been able to find, you know, the money available without strings attached or rules attached or timelines attached that work with where we are.
You know, Councilmember Hitchin mentioned going to El Toro. That's a fundraiser being held next Monday, April 8th at El Toro Restaurant in Parkland. Everyone's going to be there. A portion of the proceeds will go towards saving the building. That prompted one more question for me of Wendy Freeman.
What do you recommend at El Toro?
The carne asada is to die for. It's my favorite. I love it to death. And their green salsa, yummy. I'm telling you right now, so good. And my husband loves the bacon-wrapped shrimp. It's kind of an appetizer, but it's got sauce, cheesy sauce on it. Oh, he loves that so much.
Kind of early in the morning to be talking about now in retrospect as I hear that. Now, I really want this group to succeed. We all talk about, you know, meeting with our neighbors and reconnecting in this divisive times and everything. These guys are actually doing it, and they're so close. If only 460 listeners gave $500, they'd have their $230,000. I don't often plug fundraising campaigns. This one feels different to me. There's so much good at stake here. You can go to saveparklandschool.org and make a contribution. I'm notably stingy, right? I'm even going to make a contribution to this one, Dave. This one's that important to me.
So. All right. Good luck.
Yeah, saveparklandschool.org, everybody.
Our resident historian, Felix Bunnell. Colleen?